Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine.
We have an exciting show to share with you today. I'd just like to reiterate that our message on this show is to prove to you that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And we mean pain disorders and non-pain disorders such as asthma, sinusitis, depression, emotional issues. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. We do have an exciting show today, a couple of great cases. I'd like to review our shows, our guests from last week. We had Helen with us who had only one treatment with us at the time of the radio show, and she had suffered from basically kidney failure. She couldn't urinate for about a few days, and her son ended up taking her to the hospital, and they took out 40 pounds of water from
her.
That's
very severe.
Very severe kidney failure. Put her on a high dosage of Lasix, which is a strong diuretic. She still did not feel well when she came to our office. She could not walk. She couldn't breathe very well. She was still very swollen. And after the treatment, she felt like a different person, like during the treatment, probably.
During treatment, yeah.
She could breathe again. Her itching was much better. Her swelling came down.
She was turning around and around, moving around.
She was dancing backwards.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our guests today.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to welcome Drew to our show today. Welcome, Drew.
Hi, Drew.
Well, hello, Dr. Tong. Hello, Dr. Elaine.
Oh, how are you? It's so great to have you with us.
Well, I'm feeling wonderful. Thanks to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't sound sick at all. Why don't you tell us where you're from, what you do, and give us a little history of what happened to you before you came to see us.
Sure. My husband and I live in Carlsbad, California. And I have my own business, and my husband has his own business as well. So we are busy people, and we just moved into a lovely new home.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the packing and preparations that go into a move, as you probably know, moving is at the top of the stress list, along with death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think death is a lot easier than moving.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Hey, where is my toothbrush? You know, you
can't
anything. And so the stress was off the scale, and the physical labor of it. I'm 72 years old and I've just had a hip replacement, and so it's very, very hard for me doing all that needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a lifelong asthmatic. I was, as 2 years old, had severe asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this dust and packing really triggered the asthma. I got mm-hmm. into very bad asthma.
And were you taking medication?
I was given albuterol by the doctor,
mm-hmm.
the what they call a rescue inhaler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't rescue me. It didn't do anything to relieve the breathing problem. And then she suggested buying a nebulizer, which is a machine, and you put the albuterol liquid in, and your whole life is sitting on this machine breathing this stuff. It's a full-time job. 4 times a day you have to be on that machine.
So you use that?
That, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not help. I was on the inhaled steroids,
mm-hmm.
the Flovent, which they put me on when we had the big fires surrounding mm-hmm. Carlsbad in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
We were surrounded by five fires,
okay.
and the smoke was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And the steroid was able to stop the asthma. But you have to stay on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
ever.
A problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've been on it, but with this moving, the steroid did not prevent the asthma.
Mm-hmm.
The asthma came anyway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was on a large amount of this inhaled steroid,
mm-hmm.
which, as we all know, has very, very bad long-term side effects. And I wanted off it, but I'm fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on a Saturday, and I'm rarely at a radio on a Saturday afternoon around 4 o'clock. And I guess the good Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes.
I was at a radio, and I was switching channels, trying to find something interesting.
Yes.
And here's Dr. Tong.
Yes.
So of course I was mesmerized.
So you understand Chinese.
Very forceful personality.
Yes.
And I was just entranced with what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, maybe this is what I've been seeking.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I believe in acupuncture. I've had a lot of acupuncture over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had acupuncture help me with some very serious illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a long time.
Right.
Did it help you with your asthma?
I didn't have asthma at the time I was doing the acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was helping me with something else, and the doctor had me coming in every day.
Oh, every day.
I had a major liver problem,
yeah.
and had
yeah.
me coming in every day
yeah.
and so on. But I know it works.
Mm-hmm.
I've used acupuncture for various illnesses over the years,
mm-hmm.
and it works, but takes a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And going in frequently.
Yes.
So when you said something about your new method of combining the benefits of the acupuncture.
Yes.
Using those points for
yeah.
liver, for lung, whatever the blockage might be,
mm-hmm.
combining that with the medical...
nerve blocks.
Yes, the injections,
yeah. mm-hmm.
where it's like...
call that super acupuncture.
It's like a super duper.
Yeah, super duper.
Acupuncture on
yeah.
steroids.
Yeah.
exactly.
Without the steroid. On steroid,
thought,
but without
this
the steroid.
Is wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I need. It
yeah.
speeds it up because when
yeah.
you can't breathe,
yes.
every
yeah.
moment is agony.
Yes,
exactly.
Breathing is important. And you weren't able to breathe even on the steroids, correct?
Correct.
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, the steroids were, and it was a very big dose
mm-hmm.
of it. And it was doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sit up. At night, you cannot sleep because, for me, if I lie down, I go into horrible coughing spasms, and
mm-hmm.
and it feels like I'm going to choke to death.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to sit up all night, so there's no sleep.
Ooh.
Yes.
So when I called, I got Dr. Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
We talked. I set the appointment and went in for my first treatment with Dr. Tong, who explained everything to me. And gave me super duper treatment. There was a lot of blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And my husband, my dear husband, drove me up to Costa Mesa to your office. And thank goodness he did, because, you know, I was so relaxed.
Yes.
With a treatment that I slept all the way in the car going from Costa Mesa down to Carlton.
You just had to make up all the insomnia you had every night.
Yeah, all the lost sleep you had. Wonderful. Yeah.
I never sleep in the day and never sleep in a car or on a plane. I never do that, but I just went to sleep like a baby.
That means that you were breathing good. Otherwise, you won't be able to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Well, yeah. It did do that. And after three treatments with you, the asthma is, as you can hear, is gone.
Yeah. Gone. I don't hear. We don't hear asthma.
Do you still?
I can breathe deeply. I can walk. I can do stairs and not be totally out of breath.
Are you still taking the medication or no?
I have lessened the medication. They don't allow you to just go off steroids cold turkey.
Yeah, so taper it down. Continue to taper down.
So I'm tapering it down. I'm taking half what I was. Mm-hmm. And I checked with the doctor, and they said definitely do it slowly.
Actually, they're not right, okay? After today's treatment, you can drop the whole thing. I take responsibility. We treat so many asthmatic patients. Once you feel good, once you're normal, you don't need the steroid. The more steroid you take, the more you harm your adrenal, and your adrenal will become weakened. So you don't need that, and you retain water. Try it tonight after Dr. Elaine's treatment this afternoon. You will not need it. I can almost promise you.
I will try it. Yeah. Obviously, my adrenals have been affected because I am so fatigued.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
And my normal personality is good energy.
Yes. Well, we hear it in your voice. I mean, it's coming back.
Yeah.
For sure. And you're a very good speaker.
We're going to put some homeopathic to support your kidney and adrenal, and you will not need the, don't take the steroid. You don't need to take it.
And then what about you had some other issues too, some pain issues. How's that going?
The pain is another thing that's been helped during the three treatments. I had a lot of pain. When you have a hip that was in such bad condition as mine, I had a very bad automobile accident, and it was bone on bone and total deterioration and arthritis in that hip that had been operated on before. So I just had the hip replacement last year. It throws your whole body off, and you get a lot of pains in your back and the other hip. So and there have been a lot of stairs up and down with this move that had thrown me into a lot of pains in my legs and my back. I am much stronger now. The pain seems to move around. The pain is in the one place where it was very bad is gone. And then it may show up somewhere else. So I guess it's going to have to be a process to get that.
We just keep clearing the blockages.
But the other pain is not as bad as the first one, right?
Oh, no.
See, the way you sound, you're functional, totally functional.
Yeah. I'm functional. And one thing that I really can't say enough about is that treatment has enabled me to go to sleep like a normal person without taking some kind of a sleeping aid.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So you can fall asleep and stay asleep?
Yeah, well, I do get up once or twice in the night. But I'm able to come back to the bed and get back to sleep.
Okay.
You get up to go to the bathroom, or you get up because you're short of breath?
No, it's nothing to do with the breathing.
It
has been fine. It's because to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. So you can fix that too.
Yeah, that means the kidney and bladder are still a little weak.
Oh, if I could sleep straight through, I would be superwoman.
Yes.
Straight through. But I normally have to get up most nights twice. I have to get up.
We can fix that.
Oh, well, good. Yes. And the sleep is going to help a lot of the other things.
Yes. Wonderful.
So I am so happy to have found you, and I feel like a part of the family.
Yeah. You are.
Yeah. Listen, I want you to tell us something. Last Sunday, we went to your home to do feng shui for your home.
Yes.
And we fixed your house. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of trouble. I'll tell you that. But you mentioned the fact that you live in Washington, D.C. for 25 years.
Yes.
And now they have 54 inches of snow.
Yes.
And I want to bring this up, okay, because of this global warming scam. Global warming or global cooling will never happen. Nature is 100% balanced. That's why the universe is forever. Okay, so
yes.
So all these scams are trying to get us money. So tell us what usually happen in 25 years. How much snow do you guys get?
Well, I was born in Georgetown Hospital in Washington, D.C. in 1937.
Yes.
And lived there the first 25 years of my life.
Yes.
And we never had more than maybe a few inches that melted right away.
Yes.
That was in 25 years. We had never had anything. I've never in my life seen Washington like this.
Yes, 54 inches, shut down the government, and shut down the airport.
Huge snowstorm, yes.
Yes, people are losing power. It's just devastating. So I don't know where the warming is.
Yeah. One of the reasons is that the United States is part of the scam to make the global warming. So that's nature's way telling us it's a hoax. Yes.
It's balanced. That's nature.
Exactly.
We've been
balance.
Through ice age. We've been through all of these things over the centuries, and we're still here.
Yeah, balance. Yes.
Well, Drew, thank you so much for joining us today. You are such a wonderful speaker, and
yes.
I'm so happy that you were able to share your story with us, and hopefully
well,
you can help
you,
other people.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, you're welcome.
When listening, I recommend you try Dr. Tong.
Okay.
Yes.
Keep you in good health.
All right. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our next guest, Paco.
Good.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Yes. Thank you for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Yes.
You're welcome. Fine.
Yeah, Paco is a pretty tough case, but I'll let you talk about it. Tell us where you're from, what you do, and give us a little history of what happened to you before you came to see us.
Well, I was born in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 58 years old. I'm retired now. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of I have to be honest. I never took care of myself and.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have diabetes, which I didn't take care of. And so about 3 years ago, I had my big toe amputated on my left leg because
mm-hmm.
it became, they said it was gangrene or it was really infected real bad. And it was going into the bone,
mm-hmm.
yes,
which I guess they call osteomyelitis.
Osteomyelitis, yeah. Yes.
And so they cut I was lucky because they wanted to cut to the knee.
Mm.
And but I got away with them cutting my the toe. But it just seems like ever since then I've been going in and out of a hospital. That's been like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been one thing after another with infection, and then I developed this other deal where I couldn't breathe very good.
Mm-hmm. You were diagnosed with congestive heart failure, right?
Yeah. This time I went in, they said it was. Anytime water gets in the lungs, it's congestive heart failure. So I was diagnosed with that,
mm-hmm.
and I had a lot of problems. I had went in twice on the kind of the breathing, and then water coming out of the bottom of my legs.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe your legs
yeah,
a little bit
your
further
legs because,
for the
listeners?
Because they'll have no idea unless
yes.
you kind of tell them, if you don't mind.
I have from my, let me see, maybe about maybe 5 or 6 inches below my knee down to the ankles, I have this water oozing out of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's from edema or edema.
Edema.
Cellulitis, one of the two. Or
actually, it's more than that because both legs are raw. You don't have any skin.
Yeah.
And you see the flesh and almost to the bone. So you have infections and no pus oozing. Everywhere, so it's a very very tough case. It's more than gangrene.
Yeah.
Okay, osteomyelitis is a very very tough thing to do. for Western doctors, even with all the antibiotics, stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefly because there's no circulation there.
Right. So basically, Paco's legs are, they look like they're rotting.
They're rotting. The best description. No skins.
Right. Yeah. Now, how are your legs doing now since you came to see us?
Well, they look much better because they were pretty bad shape, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now they just look much better. I'm getting my ex-wife and my current wife and my daughters all saw my legs the other day and said, "Well, they look fantastic. They're looking much better."
Yeah.
They're scabbing. They're healing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The skin.
They're starting to heal up.
The skin forming. That's the most important thing. You didn't have any skin in many areas.
Mm-hmm.
In a large area, you didn't have any skin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, when you came to see us, you had, I believe, you caught the flu. Tell us what happened with that.
Well, you know, when I went to go see the thing I was really excited about was that. I really feel like I was guided by my higher power to go see you guys. I've been praying for some guidance because I was getting tired of the medical doctors had no solution for me.
And you also had high blood pressure?
I had high blood pressure. My sugar was high.
Right.
Even with the insulin,
it was high.
How much insulin?
The doctor had me on a sliding scale.
Uh-huh.
How much?
So it would go up and down depending on how high my sugar was. But, you know, it'd be up in the 200s, 300s.
Mm-hmm. So, and also the medication for the high blood pressure, when you were taking it, it was still high, correct?
Oh, yeah, it was still high, and plus the medication was making me so sick.
Mm-hmm.
How much insulin were you taking?
It's a sliding scale, so depending. How much did you take when your blood sugar was 200? Do you remember?
Oh, I'm not sure. It would be, if it was 200, it might be like maybe 8 or 10 units, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it would vary. It would go up and down because, you know, it all depends on how high my sugar was.
Right.
But the thing is that...
What about now? Tell us what's going on
well,
now.
Well, you know, now I'm not taking insulin now.
See, diabetes can be reversed.
And what are your sugars? Tell us in the morning.
Well, when I wake up in the morning and I check it first thing in the morning, most of the time, not 100%, but... Most of the time now in the morning, it'll be 80 or 90.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Sometimes in the 100.
People out there, you don't need to take insulin. Mm-hmm. We need to make the pancreas produce the insulin, restore the function.
Yeah, we have them on homeopathics for that, too. And then what about your high blood pressure?
Yeah, high blood pressure is fantastic. It's like, it's still not down to normal, but I'll take what I got now, what I had before, because before it was like 200. I mean, it was like, yeah. Oh, God, what's the high? Well, it'd be like 200 over 100.
With medication.
With medication, yeah. Mm-hmm. And plus, like I said, I like to bring this out, although I'm not trying to knock the doctors, but the medication was making me really sick.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that's just like a side effect. But anyways, the pressure, blood pressure now, you know, since I've been going to see you and Dr. Tong, it'd be like maybe 150 over 85.
With no medication, right?
No medication, yeah.
Right.
148, 150
right.
over 40.
That actually is a very good blood pressure, especially if you have congestive heart failure. You don't want to bring the blood pressure down too low either.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And you also had your leg is still rotting.
Yeah. So,
but much better, even still raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, my legs are looking much better.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us
they're
about
not like before.
Tell us about the infection, the lung infection you had before.
Lung infection or leg infection?
The lung, the flu.
Oh, I had, yeah, I caught, then in the middle of all that, I got the flu pretty bad.
Yes,
and,
mm-hmm. very, very
and
bad.
Was, you know, with my being diabetic and my immune system being down, and I also want to say, too, that I also believe that I had just gotten out of the hospital, and from all the antibiotics that had been taken, I think my immune system was pretty shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so I got this flu, and, it was pretty bad. Got to be pretty bad. I was
your face was gray and white.
And you couldn't breathe. You were coughing. Basically, within I'd say
it was pretty bad.
I'd say within two, three treatments, that was completely cleared.
Oh yeah. It was just, yeah, I think within the second treatment, that's
after the second one,
that flu was vanished. And I was worried because, you know, I was thinking about
having to go back to the hospital.
Well, I was thinking something worse than that. I was thinking, you know, about this whole flu deal.
Oh,
swine flu.
Oh, yeah. No.
I thought I was headed towards, you know, worse things than that.
I'm glad that you bring that out because I want to bring out this scam about the H1N1. It turns out that the vaccine company had penetrated the WHO, the World Health Organization, and gave them a lot of money, and they falsely pronounced this as a pandemic last June. It was no pandemic. They lower all the requirement, and then they scare all the nation to buy a whole bunch of vaccines. Now, the vaccine really improve your immune system. Then vaccine should be able to use to treat the problem once you get the infection, okay, like antibiotics. But vaccine never can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an infection, you put vaccine in, you're in deep trouble. You die, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't listen to other people. Look at one or two treatments. And their listener, remember Jessica, she had was given the flu vaccine, and she was in bed for 5 days. And Dr. Elaine gave her one treatment, and she recovered. No
mm-hmm.
headache, wow. No nausea. And then after a week later, she got the swine flu vaccine, and she had no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So vaccine and antibiotic are the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, restore your circulation, make your lung work, and that is the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, we didn't give you any antibiotics when you caught that flu.
We don't use any drugs.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, because they were giving me massive amounts.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and but I agree with what your dad's saying there. I understand that, and I believe what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else we want to add? Because we're kind of running out of time, but I think we want to follow up again with Paco later and see how your progress is. Because I think, you know, considering his case, you're doing very well.
Well, what I want to say is I just want to say I'm really grateful to my Creator for guided me to you and Dr. Tong, because I had no solutions. And at least seeing Dr. Tong and Dr. Elaine gives me some hope.
Okay.
And it really helped me quite a bit. And I'm really, really glad that I'm seeing you guys, and I'm looking forward to keep on going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Paco. Well, we will follow up on your case. Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you,
okay.
guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.